Welcome back to Can I Have a Word? This is the second of three episodes from the archive. Merry Christmas! Soon, but at the time it was Christmas. It's not now, but it was. Anyway, on with the show. Hope you like it.
What? Oh, yeah. How does this work?
Phil and Harry.
Are we going to do it backwards, are we? Because it's French. Okay, fine. Go again.
Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Et nous sommes...
Harry.
And Phil.
And this is the... No.
Est-ce que je peux avoir un mot?
This,
which is Can I Have a Word in French?
This is Can I Have a Word. So this is the special French edition because we're in France. Hey! Anyone who was listening to our last episode will know we were travelling to France.
We were.
And we did do a wee-wee on the way. I went there. I really went there.
That's a very bad joke.
It is. I'm sure.
Stop yelling. Why are you yelling? You're too excited.
I know, it's very exciting. Not only that, but not only are we in France, but also today...
It's Christmas.
It is. So...
Merry Christmas.
And Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël.
Yeah, that.
And merry whatever you're celebrating if you're not celebrating
Yes,
Christmas.
Wicked Winterfall. Winterfall. Yeah?
Okay.
No? Anyway, so how about...
how about you stop yelling? I know,
I'm
so excited.
I'm not, it's normal.
So excited.
Because it's the show. We haven't done the show for ages and it's good to do the show. So,
Can I press the word?
No, we've got to explain what we're doing. We're going to explain... So for those, for some reason, who decided to listen to this episode, apart from any others at first, we've explained...
Let me handle this.
Yeah, no.
Je
m'appelle Philippe. And
m'appelle Harry.
Yeah, and we do a podcast where we have a random word.
We have.
And we have to talk about that random word, whatever we get.
We have an app and we press a button.
Yes.
And it gives us a random word.
Yes, it does.
And we talk about that.
For
and many other stuff.
Yeah.
For about half an hour.
Yeah, it sort of starts and see where it goes. So,
you want to
press the button?
You
can press the button. And the random word we've got today is argument.
See, I like argument. I like that word because every time I say, and then we argued back and forth about this and this and that, or we had an argument about this, people always picture in their head people shouting at each other and disagreeing. But really, when I mean we argued about this for hours, I don't mean... A fight.
No.
I mean people having arguments.
You mean a debate.
A debate, yeah. But when you have an argument about something, you have like a thing you want to say about something.
Yeah, I mean what you're thinking more so is...
An academic argument.
You've got basically an argument that is your position that you can substantiate with evidence. That is your argument.
Yeah.
It's not... an argument that two people have,
yeah.
Like a slanging match. Now, this is the thing, is that we've known each other for 2 years and a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've never had...
They said very confidently.
I don't even know what day it is. Oh, no, hang on, it's Christmas Day. So, I should know that one. So, but we've never had an argument.
No. Well, we had many arguments, but no fight.
No, well, that, yeah. So what we don't ever do is row or shout at each other.
No.
If there's a disagreement about something...
We talk about it.
We talk it through.
For about 5 hours.
Or years. Oh, well, years. Not that. It will be.
Not 5 years.
But... I mean, it's. I don't know if it's just us, because we seem to be on the same wavelength an awful lot of the time.
Mm.
But is this something that you listeners do? When you, are you...
Are you the talk it out kind of person?
Yeah.
Or the I'm going to bash your face in the face kind of person?
You see, this is what... You know what I'm going to bring this back to?
Go on.
Social media. Well, see, because...
I swear to God, you hate the thing so much, but it's your favourite job subject.
Well, it's an easier subject to talk to because it is how people communicate nowadays. And if argument is going to lead us anywhere, it is the way that people communicate. And it seems nowadays that if you post something on a social media of your choice, people think that that is your permanent opinion, and that you can't be negotiated, you can't be... And it's like... You can't express an idea and say, I just have a thought. Is you know, should penguins be banned or something? And somebody will come back to you and go, oh, you hate penguins. Like, no, I'm just wondering and allowing myself to freely express and come up with, I might be able to justify it.
And so, maybe a year later you realise and you get, or you research, or people talk to you about penguins, and all of a sudden you realise that penguins are mint, and then you go, oh, I changed my mind about penguins, and then you go, oh yeah, no, actually penguins are pretty cool. And it's like a year or two later and you change your mind because you're matured and you know more about the subject, and people are like, there was a time where you said penguins were horrible and you were supposed to ban penguins. Look who changed their mind now.
Well, exactly. As if changing your mind is a bad thing.
Opportunist.
As in you're changing your opinion just because it's what popular opinion is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you go, no, I just educated myself. Can I not make mistakes? Like, am I not allowed to change my mind about people?
Well, that's the thing. People think that you're a hypocrite if you change your mind.
Just like with Johnny Depp.
Go on.
I think I've had I've seen the most people change their minds about... I think that's the main thing I can think about that happened close to me, like, not close to me, but, like, in the close past. You know what I mean? Oh, I can't
recent
think.
Recent history.
Yeah, in the recent history.
Recent past, not that long ago.
Yeah, exactly. I can think of, like, that thing with Johnny Depp, where it was, like, that whole discussion of, like, oh, Johnny Depp, isn't he a great actor? Is, like, in all those movies that we love, and isn't it great, and we love him.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean was very popular.
And then, boom, accusation of him hitting his girlfriend, the time. Was it his wife? Well, partner.
Partner, anyway.
As in, oh, his wife beat her. Mm. It's horrible. Poor little wife. And then he was cancelled and couldn't work on Harry Potter anymore, like the movies, the Fantastic Beasts.
Yes. I mean, I think a lucky escape for him, but let's not go there.
Let's not go there. But and then losing jobs and stuff like that, and oh, he's not gonna be working with those companies anymore because we don't trust him. We don't know he might actually, because he's being cancelled, and we don't know he might actually be a wife beater. We don't want to have anything to do with him. And it wasn't even, there wasn't any justice. Like, it was just a social media story at the time, and everybody was already cancelling him. Even if there was no law or justice involved at this moment, or no judge or anything, nothing had been proven apart from one woman saying, I've been beaten by my partner. And then turns out, apparently, she's the one that was hitting him and beating him. And then all of a sudden people are like, oh, I always knew he was innocent, and oh no, he lost a lot of jobs because of this, and oh, she was the one that was the bad person, and we have to cancel her now. And I'm like, you lots are just following the trend, really. Mm. Just because we told you to cancel one person or another, or that one person was okay to support and the other not, all of a sudden you change your mind in 2.5 seconds because... And I'm like, I can understand people changing their minds, and when all of this happened, because I like Johnny Depp, I was just like, I don't know if it's true, until I have proofs,
You've been here about a week and you've forgotten how to speak English.
I can't speak English. Proofs?
Well, proof. Yeah,
proof.
I've seen some proof. Or I have more than one proofs. No,
I'm like, I don't know. Until I have proof that he did something wrong, I don't want to say that he's a good or bad guy. I want to wait until we know more about this thing. And then people are like, oh no, we should cancel him. And I was just like, I don't know yet, because I don't know anything about this yet. So, and I wasn't there, so why would I make a judgment on something that I don't know yet? Nobody knows enough yet.
I think that's the thing, is that the word you said there was judgment. Now, I don't think it is up to us as normal people to make judgments on people without knowing all the facts. And there are people whose job it is to make judgments on people, and that is the legal process.
Yep.
So what we should all do is wait until the legal process decides how people should be punished if they've done something wrong, and we leave it up to them. Now, I know there's going to be people listening going, yeah, but the legal process is rubbish. So we should therefore try to find ways to improve the legal process, not do things that undermine it. Because if we take actions and encourage people to punish others without finding out, without the legal process, and that's what cancelling is, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're saying, oh no, tell that, you know, we should en masse tell the company, don't, I mean, like with Disney, don't, or BBC with, dare I say, John Barrowman or whatever. I understand people have different opinions, and that's fine. And you can have your own individual opinion. I'm not going to, I couldn't watch a film or whatever, not me personally, but, you know, if you personally want to make a decision about, I'm not going to watch a film with Johnny Depp or written by J.K. Rowling or starring John Barrowman, there's bound to be other people beginning with J who they don't want to go involve in. But anyway, so what I'm saying is you have got, obviously, the personal right to not experience something you don't want to experience. That's fine.
Yeah.
I understand that, but going around encouraging other people to have the same opinion as you, influencing others, using social media to encourage other people to change their mind to your perspective with no actual real evidence other than your own opinion, that's where we get a bit scary, because we're suddenly having people en masse changing their mind, and then you get pressure on the companies, so that person, that individual, without any legal process, like you say with Johnny Depp, loses his contract with Disney, so they don't want to be attached to something as controversial as Johnny Depp. If he did or if he didn't do it, there is enough hoo-ha around his name.
Hoo-ha.
I mean, John Barrowman, I know he did dodgy stuff. Everybody known he's been doing, he did some dodgy stuff. But when it suddenly...
For people that don't know...
Oh, John Barrowman.
There was accusation of him getting a bit nicky-nicky.
Yeah, that is literally what he did do.
At random times in front of other actors and showing his private parts to actors, and people weren't happy with that.
Yeah, no, and
which is understandable.
Which is absolutely understandable, and I understand that when the producers of the show were told, he was told off and he didn't do it again. But then apparently he did do it again with a different show, stuff like that. So it's not like he's perfect. I'm not disputing that. But we could talk about John Barrowman a bit, because I think people have got different opinions on what's acceptable. And I think there are different levels of acceptable practice. I've got a feeling John Barrowman has learned his lesson.
Yeah.
But unless you speak to him, who's to know? I know he's back on tour again, so there must be people who do think he's all right.
I suppose. See, that's the thing. I don't know if it's just me being very open-minded or not, but I've never understood the problem with people getting naked.
Right.
I don't know. Is it me being French? Is it me being open-minded? I don't know.
American listeners, but here, you're going to freak out totally.
It's just like, I don't understand. It's just a naked person. I mean, as long as he's not shoving his cock into your face, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I don't know if I'm like, if he wants to walk around naked, or, you know, if he wants to go, I don't know. Let's imagine he's in like a bathrobe and he goes, hey, I got a surprise for you. And you turn around and he goes, surprise! And he opens it and he's like all naked and he goes, bleh! And he goes, and then he runs away laughing. I'm like, well, that's stupid. And maybe I didn't want to see a cock today, but there we are. You know what I mean? As long as he's not aggressive with it or harassing you with trying to show you his private parts, trying to force you into touching him or anything.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem with a little wiggle of the bum or a little wiggle of the privates. It's just, you want to show me your privates? Go on, darling.
I think, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to change my life. I'm just going to go, ah, why are you doing that?
Well,
and put trousers on, darling.
I think,
you know, why do you have to cancel him and shout and be like, oh my god, this is just,
there are worse things, I think is what you're saying, is there are worse crimes that somebody can commit.
I mean, it didn't force anyone to get naked.
No.
If it didn't force anyone to touch him or shoved him very close or something, like, I don't see the problem. If he's just running around naked and being like a child,
I think that's pretty much where it is. I think he might have been.
What's the problem?
I got a feeling.
Especially since you're actors, darling.
Get used to it.
Don't you dare tell me, as an actor, you never got undressed in the same room as a whole bunch of other actors.
Yeah.
Because that always happens. You always end up in your underwear around actors. There's always an actor getting naked at some point because of costume change and stuff.
Well, the other thing is, I think that, I mean, you can't always assume that with all actors, because I think different actors have different levels of acceptable practice.
I'm sure.
But it's a tricky one, because I think this brings me into another area, which is, why is it in society that we consider the naked body such a bad thing to look at? I mean, I'm not saying it's got to be. I mean, with one hand, we go, oh, gosh, yes, women, aren't they sexy? They look great.
Mm.
And to some extent, similarly, oh, look, muscly men, they look great too, sort of thing. But if you dare show certain parts of your anatomy, then you're absolutely wrong. And you just think, why are we, as a society, I think we've got massive hang-ups about something that we all have.
Yeah.
And I know I'm sure people are going to get really awkward about it, but where does that awkwardness come from? That's the question I'm trying to get you to think about.
Catholics.
Dare I say it, religion is, and society, those rules come from somewhere.
May I add, I was raised Catholic. Most of my Spanish family is Catholic. So really, I'm not coming for Catholics. But, you know, now because I said it with such confidence, I wanted to clear out any doubt about, oh, there's Catholic satyrs. No.
Penguins and Catholics, that's it.
That's it. Penguins and Catholics can F off. No, that's not true. But what I mean is, it's true that a lot of censorship and limitations of people come from religion, not only Catholics, but I mean any religion really. There's a lot of restricting of rules in place to try to control the populations in a way, may it be quote unquote for their own good, for the own good of the population. We're going to put rules into place so that they are safe or if it's just to control them in a you know, purgatory kind of way. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say with the purgatory is that
purgatory.
I know that apparently purgatory was a way for Catholic people at the time to scare the population by saying either you pay church to basic, because we're all sinners, or either you pay church and you can get yourself a nice little space in heaven because you're being good and donating to the church, or you can not donate to the church and end up in purgatory or in hell.
Right.
And purgatory is like you are on earth as a lost soul for like 100 years or something like that. And because people were very, very scared of purgatory and of hell, they went, yes, take my money so I can go to heaven.
You don't think that was a way of just trying to get you know, what's the word, commercialize, you know, I mean, capitalize and make money and profit out of religion.
It's make money out of religion, but also it's a way of controlling the society. Because if you tell people, if you're good to, if you're a good person, if you don't do this, and this and that, that religion says is wrong, and if you pay for to go to heaven, boom, you can go to heaven. Which is a way of making sure everybody stays in the lines that we decided are the lines.
Well, this is the thing, is that once you start thinking about where do these lines come from, where what is acceptable behaviour and what isn't, and where does that come from? Because
the whole you shall not kill your neighbour or whatever, I suppose it's survival, to make sure that people don't kill each other and don't, and like the human race survives. Oh, well, God said it's really wrong to kill your neighbour, so therefore don't kill them.
Well, the thing I'm thinking here, the question I want to put out to our listeners is, if you could start a society...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. From scratch, what rules would you set in place? And what rules wouldn't you set in place? I mean, I think if you start thinking along those lines, you suddenly realise that how many rules you've got currently unnecessary, or unnecessary to you anyway.
The whole rule about, I'm just thinking about the one that I just said, you know, don't kill anyone because you'll go to hell. Well, okay, let's imagine someone is being very mean to me.
Yep.
And is trying to attack me.
Yep.
To hurt me or any other wrong stuff that someone could do to someone else. Am I not allowed to kill him still?
Well, quite.
Or if I try to defend myself, push the person, because I think I said him, but you know, it's my French brain trying to default everything to masculine. But if someone attacks me and I try to defend myself, push the person and they hit their head on the floor and die, but I didn't mean to kill them, it just happened, am I still going to hell for defending myself and trying to not get hurt?
Yeah, so
because technically I still killed someone.
This is where you get into, I mean, is all death and murder, and you know, if you did an accident that led to somebody, is that okay under some, you know, it's not you shall not murder somebody, is it? It's you shall not kill. And there's a difference between killing and murder, in the sense of my understanding is that murder is intentional, whereas, you know, if you, you know, as in you set out to...
Yeah.
And where do armies fit into this?
Exactly. You
know, are all armies going to hell because their job is to kill the other lot?
The people that were fighting for the church, what are they called? With the cross?
Oh, you know, on the Crusades and stuff.
Yeah, the Crusades and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're kind of knackered, aren't they?
Kill, but go and kill in the name of God, because that's okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
So what we're doing...
Also, don't kill, but kill that witch.
Yeah.
Burn it with fire. Yeah, but she's still a person. Yeah, but she's a witch, so it's okay.
Yeah, so... What we're saying really is that social... You know, the way that society has been constructed over the history,
I think what happened
is not consistent or logical.
I think it's not consistent because what happened was, first of all, spoilers, ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between, the Bible and any religious text was written by men.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait.
Oh.
Let people digest this information.
Okay,
now we're there. I hope you're still with us.
Mm-hmm.
Men are stupid. Men are idiots. And men try to control masses as much as they can. Some people are trying to do it by genuinely wanting to be good. You know, they actually want to take care of the society, or they actually want to help their, you know, people around them. Yeah? But some people just want to control everything.
Yep.
And so, you have quote-unquote good people at the beginning of time that were just like, how about we decide of a book and we put rules in it and images and metaphors for people to look up to, and it will answer all of their questions, and we're going to answer all of their questions with something called God. And when they have a question and we don't know how to answer, we'll find a way to answer it by the word of God. And then all the religious people hate me at the minute. Hello, welcome to the podcast. And it was a way to, oh my God, I worried so much. I've just been really mean to my neighbour. Okay, but do you feel bad about it? Yes, well then God will forgive you. Oh, thank you very much. And you help people to not be depressed and to not murder everyone and to not, you know.
Yeah.
And you help people to try and live in society in a nice, harmonious way. And then, later in life, later in history, people looked at the book and went, you could control people with that.
Yeah.
We could get money with that.
Yeah.
We could kill people with that.
Yeah.
We could go around stuff and, you know, those gays, we don't like them. So we'll twist and mistranslate some bits of this sentence and we'll say, oh, it's in the Bible, so therefore you can't be gay and you'll go to hell, my dear. Yes, but it's not well translated. You translated it by another word, so it looks like the thing you're trying to come across with, but really it never said you should not lie with a man like you would lie, a man should not lie with a man just like you lie with a woman, but really a man should not lie with a child just like you would like with a woman. So really we were trying to not be pedophiles, not gays.
Yeah.
Crazy when you see it the way it was actually written thousands and thousands of years ago and just mistranslated so that people, Americans surely, because we established that on this podcast, we think America is the problem of the world. We don't. It's just that a lot of Americans are stupid. I'm sorry, America.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would defend America for some of the things it's done that are very good before anybody starts listening and going, oh, America gives you this, that and the other, and it's really great. I'm not disputing. They've done some great things, but there's an awful lot of stupid people there as well.
Funnily enough, I know that in America, for all of the hate towards, you know, racists and all those racist people and all those people that think homosexual are going to go to hell and all the people that I think abortion is something that you're going to go to hell for and everything, there's also people that protect women that want to go and get abortions. There's also people that there's trans pastors.
Yeah,
there's trans pastors, there's gay pastors, and they say, there's straight pastors that say, don't worry, my child, the house of God will be open to everybody.
That's the whole point.
And that's how I was told. I was told when I was going to church a long, long time ago, that basically the house of God is open to everyone, even if you're not a Christian / Catholic. So I had a Muslim friend that I was like, oh, I'd like to come and say hello to that one person in the church. And I said, yeah, but I'm Muslim. And I said, yeah, but you can come in because you're not going to get kicked out because you're Muslim. As a Muslim, if you're not, you know, if you're not happy with coming in a religious team, like a church like that because of your religion, I can understand, but you're not going to get kicked out. And he came in and you know, you have, when as a Catholic, you have to, you know, do a cross sign with holy water when you get inside the church. And he didn't, because it wasn't his religion.
Mm-hmm.
But I explained to the one woman that I was going to say hello to that he was Muslim. And I said, yeah, that's my Muslim friend. And he never went into a church, so he wanted to see how it is and everything. And he was scared that he couldn't come in. And he said, no, child, everybody's welcome in the house of God. And I was like, see? We're cool.
Similarly, I was in Singapore many, many, many years ago, and I went into a religious building that I can't even remember, and they all did things that were, it wasn't Christian. I don't honestly remember because I was, temples and stuff. I was only about 10 or 11 or something like that, maybe, 14. But I was young and I can't remember, basically. But I was just curious to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
And you could go in and have a look around, and I think that's good. And I think religion should be more open.
Yeah. As long as you're respectful, you know, and you try to research into what's okay for you to do. You know, like I know that there's like is it called a mosque?
Yeah, mosque. I think that's a mosque I went to in
Singapore. I think that in mosques you have a male part and a female part. I think it's gendered. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure it's gendered, so you don't pray in the same rooms. So I'm pretty sure that if I went to a mosque just to see where, how it is, with my shoes on, no veil, and just strutting inside the men rooms and being like, hey, hello guys, are you alright? While everybody's praying, that's not cool. But if you do your research and you go only in the parts that you're supposed to go and you follow the rules of the estates, you know, the rules of where you're supposed to, of the building, basically, you know, just like in a library, you don't shout and scream your lungs out. You know what I mean?
I would say in a library that they do try to, I mean, I don't know if this is the case in all libraries actually, but they should encourage you to follow the rules and hopefully give you some kind of instruction so you know what it is you can and can't do.
And I
was just thinking, the thing about religion is that you have so many different interpretations of the same text. You have so many different ways of people trying to put themselves in separate categories and saying, we are a group and you're not one of us.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, religion, what you should really be doing is try to find ways of embracing each other and as opposed to separating each other.
Yeah.
And then that includes people who don't necessarily subscribe to your belief system, because it's the dividing of people that causes all the arguments, he says, bringing it back to the subject well right done. Before the end. So, and I think I think it's so important that people try to find ways less about dividing and more about bringing together. So although been saying horrible things about Americans, we have no specific issue with any specific Americans or anything like that.
It really sounds like we do, because every time there's not a single podcast where we don't say something wrong about the Americans.
But really,
it's just that
we're on the receiving end.
Receiving end, and we don't live there, so we only have a projected. You know, the people in the flipping cave,
I know what you mean.
We only have the shadow that is projected to us of what America is.
Yes.
So really, we have no idea of what America is actually, because I've never been to America. I'm sure you've never been to America.
I haven't. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is that, like religions, like all of us, we should try, instead of getting offended or upset by what people think, see it as an opportunity going, oh, I see, they haven't quite understood how it works. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then similarly, be open to the fact that maybe you haven't understood what your culture and what you do to other people.
Oh, definitely.
Don't always assume you're the good guy. I mean,
The amount of time, I don't know.
We don't assume we're the good guys. If we say something wrong, please correct us. We want to be knowledgeable about all things.
Definitely.
And I'm really not.
It's just made me think, when I first arrived in the UK as an au pair, my host mom, was one day she was telling me, you're very aggressive and very, like, not aggressive, but you're very negative about everything, and you're quite rude sometimes, because what I was French, and it's totally different culture. And what she took for rudeness and not aggressiveness, but negativeness, was just me being French, really. Because French people will tell you everything they think negatively before you hear a word of the positive side. They might, if you give them a dish and they love it, but there's one single pinch of salt too much, you'll hear about nothing but that pinch of salt. It can be the best thing I've ever eaten, but there was one single leaf of salad and they don't like salad.
Right.
It doesn't matter, you will hear nothing but the wrong side. They will whine about it, they will be like, yes, but there was salad though. It was the best thing I've ever eaten, but there was salad though. Because French people tend to be negative, at least in my experience. And then we tend to be very honest.
Honest.
Honest. We tend to say what we think straight away. We have way less censorship in our brains than the English. So if we don't like something, like if you serve me something and I don't really like it, I'm not going to say, oh, that's horrible. I don't like this. This is not good. It's horrid, you know, but I'm going to say, well, it's not to my taste, or, well, you didn't know, but I don't like broccoli. I don't know. I do like broccoli. But anyway, you know, if you tell a British person, oh, I don't like broccoli, but it's okay because you didn't know, you just told that person that she could have had a poo on your plate and that would have been the same. That's how a British person takes it. You could just go, oh, you don't like broccoli. Oh, wonderful. Now you just hate me, don't you? You hate everything I've produced.
But the worst thing is...
Well, no, that's not true.
Well, I was going to say, the worst thing is that the English person may be thinking this great offence, but they won't possibly say anything.
No.
But they will give you a look of thunder, and you will know that that's what they're thinking.
I just said I didn't like that one specific... Which is true, but it's okay.
And I'll never talk to you again.
No, and then you never invited at home again because that was outrageous. She said I had horrible cuisine. And you go, no, that's not true. But, you know, it's just... Yeah, I was told I was quite rude because I was too honest because of the way I was as a French person. So I had to learn to be a bit less honest about... Or to turn it in another way that was fitting to the English people, because I have a lot of people, even now at college, sometimes someone asks me a question and I answer honestly and they go, all right then, you know, I can see that I offended them in a way, and I'm like, oh, you're funny because you say stuff that are really funny sometimes, like you actually say that something is disgusting when we're eating something or whatever, whereas something say it's not quite to my taste, or it's quite nice when they think it's horrible and I want to bath. And you go, don't say it's quite nice if you want to bath, just say I want a bath. This is disgusting. I don't like this. I might have something else, because I don't get it. British people don't know how to communicate with each other, or at least you've learned your own little code of twisting words to, if you say, oh, it's actually quite nice, darling, everybody understands that it's absolutely horrid, but nobody will say, this is absolutely horrid, and laugh about it and say, oh, well, yes, I'm not a really good cook, really, am I? You know? In France, you go, oh, this is actually horrid. And the person that just cooked said, yeah, I know, I'm not good at all. And everybody laughs about it, and we just order McDonald's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I prefer this, personally. I mean, this is where I...
It's less confusing.
I think I find it lovely and refreshing that you are very expressive in your views. And I much prefer that to the English way of...
Stiff upper lip.
Well, yeah, and just not communicating at all, or absolutely minimising any kind of opinion.
I'm misguiding you.
Well, yes, because the last thing that an English person wants to do is say something negative towards somebody else, because they will take great offence at it. But you just think, but how does anybody ever learn? You know, how does anybody ever think that they're not good at something, I better improve, if nobody's actually telling you it's terrible?
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, there's such a thing as sensitivity and tact, but I think it would be better if people were less sensitive and more open to the fact that if someone is expressing an opinion, it isn't a fact.
No.
So it is only their opinion.
Yeah.
They may absolutely hate a thing. That doesn't mean it's bad, because you might have wanted them to hate it. You might have wanted to make something that is to your taste and not to theirs.
Exactly.
You can't please everybody. So if somebody doesn't like a thing, they're just in the pile of people who you aren't pleasing. That doesn't make it bad.
Yeah.
So it's, you pick your audience. If you think you've got a thing that is designed for people who like a thing and you tried to make it like that thing and it didn't quite pay off, surely it's better to know that they then carry on a living a lie.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So if someone tells you they hate your dress, don't burn the dress, burn the person. And on that note, Merry Christmas and other holidays and end of years and celebrations. And if you're not celebrating and if you're not having holidays, I'm sorry.
No, well, yes. Fine. Hopefully.
Well, some people still work.
They do. There are people who do podcasts on Christmas Day.
Happy What day is it?
25th
Happy
of December.
Happy Saturday, darlings and gentlemen and ladies and non-binaries, pals and folks.
Absolutely. And I hope you're having a lovely Saturday. And if you're not having a lovely Saturday, tomorrow's another day and you might have a better day tomorrow. If there's anything you liked in this here podcast, do let us know. If there's anything you didn't like, please let us know. Honestly, we really want people to slag us off.
Yeah.
Because that way we can, it's all about the feedback for us. That's what this whole podcast has mostly been about.
Slag us off in a discussion kind of way.
No, I don't mind. I mean, if someone
just... You just say don't be aggressive and have a conversation instead of arguing.
Yes, no, I agree. But if they do that, we will come back with further questions, follow-up questions, to try to see if they can specify any particular areas that need improvement. That might be useful.
You say do.
Anyway, so that was...
If they do that.
Yes, they do that. They do that, don't they, though? So, can we go again? Right, that was...
Can I have a word?
Oh, blimey.
Sorry, I was not there anymore.
So, can we do it in French? That was...
Est-ce que je peux avoir un mot?
You're Harry.
And I'm Phil. And what? No, you're Phil.
That's what you do.
I'm Harry and Phil. This is my show now. Hello, Harry. Hello, Phil.
All this podcast and other ramblings will be on all the platforms that you can possibly imagine and some that you probably shouldn't, but including Spotify and Apple Podcasts and others. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got any feedback, do let us know on our Facebook and Twitter at...
Can I have a reply?
And if you want to be on the podcast, we will be doing future episodes, I'm sure, at some point. So anyway, thank you very much and
bye.
Actually, we should do it in French. And au revoir!